Time now for the Left of Lansing Monday Musing for the September 9th of 2024. Vice President Kamala Harris will meet Dear Leader Trump for their first debate in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania on ABC TV tomorrow night. And with polls showing a close race thus far, it's believed that this debate will become one of the more, if not the most important event of this election. Now, that kind of conventional wisdom is something I disagree with, since Biden stepping down turned out to be a political earthquake, the main political earthquake of this presidential election season, because as we've seen, within 6 weeks' time, Harris was able to erase Dear Leader's once insurmountable lead into an essential tie, and she's even leading in some of the polls. So she's made this race a toss-up, which, while demoralizing at times for Democratic voters, is a far better place than they were in with Biden at the top of the ticket. But back to the debate. It seems the conventional wisdom is that Harris must use the debate to help voters know more about her, since they already have baked in their opinions of Dear Leader. Former Virginia Republican Governor Jim Gilmore, for example, told USA Today today that people want to see how Harris performs under the spotlight and if Dear Leader sticks to just talking policy, because if he talks the policy, according to Gilmore, he'll do just fine. Now, after reading such a ridiculous quote, I arrived at the same conclusion as writer and podcaster Wajahat Ali tweeted over the weekend about the debate expectations for Harris. And this is what he said, and I quote, "Kamala Harris has to pole vault over the bar corporate media has set up for her for the debate. No matter what she does, she will lose because the bar is so low for Trump, he nearly has to slither underneath it. He will lie, say nonsense, be cruel, have no policies, and the ones he does have are all insane or absurd. As long as he doesn't pass out, he wins. Kamala will have to be near perfect." You see, Dear Leader will not talk policy, Jim Gilmore and everyone else. All the so-called policy that he'll blather and slur about will be about mass deportations and tariffs, which he's got no clue in how they operate. I mean, Trump just tweeted how he wants to jail all of his political opponents if he wins. And the corporate press just yawns at such a declaration and cries and complains how Harris hasn't given them enough interviews or worse yet, any policy papers. He won't debate Harris on the facts or on policies. I mean, are you kidding? He'll do what many right-wing MAGA callers did when I used to talk to them on the air in my terrestrial radio days, spew tons and tons of nonsense, so much so that you can't respond to all of them. You just can't. And then they declare victory because you couldn't fact-check all of their lies in real time. I mean, that's what Dear Leader has always done, and he'll be rewarded for it. He'll be rewarded for that while the corporate media criticizes Harris for not being specific enough with her policies. They'll be held to two different standards. Dear Leader will be rewarded for his insanity, his misogyny, his theatrics, while Harris will be punished for not giving a dollar-by-dollar account of her plans. Even though she's given many policy goals during her short campaign, such as affordable housing, abortion rights, and contraception rights, which are, let me remind everyone, economic rights for women, she's also talked about raising the corporate tax rates and reinstating the expansion of the child tax credit. It's still not enough for the corporate press. Meanwhile, Dear Leader just vomits word salad garble about people getting raped while buying bread, declaring January 6th terrorists as patriots, having no plans, obviously, for child care, a debate between sharks and batteries, how he's so pro-worker while being an anti-union scab, why we have to get over watching children get slaughtered by weapons of war in their schools, and how he's just never, ever heard of Project 2025 and wants nothing to do with it, even though he just said last week he wants to destroy public education, which just happens to be, strange enough, the top priority in Project 2025. And he'll be celebrated by the Beltway Press after the debate. Now look, I'm not saying this to be a downer to everyone. I'm just saying this to remind you of the forces that we are up against and why they are complicit in destroying our democracy and why we must fight harder to save our democracy at the ballot box this November. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.